A lot of work to do. Hey, to this corner now. In the corner. Okay. All right.
You want the table?
No, it's fine.
It's good. Seriously, hold that.
Okay, we left off in the previous year. The Shulchan Aruch left the issue of mitzvah sichus kavanah summoned up in the air. The Shulchan Aruch quoted both opinions and seemed to be machriel halacha like the machmirim. And we say seem because we're not even sure that he was going to machmir that way. But Rav Rome suggested maybe it was just a suffix. He himself didn't know what the din is. And for their eyes, it's a machmir, the rabbanim, it's a mekel, etc. And the Gra said no. The Gra, the Mishnah quotes the beer from the Gaon, that the Shulchan Aruch really truly meant it. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin, belishim sofek, mitzvahs chidus kavanah. Therefore, a person who did not have kavanah would actually be required to repeat the mitzvah. Now, again, as we started out the sugya a couple of days ago by saying, it doesn't mean that if a person, you know, didn't formally think kavanah, mitzvahs kavanah means if and when you're doing it for another reason, let's say a person is eating his matzah because he's forced to blow the shofar this shiur, or reading Kriya Shema because he's matzah sedra. So that's where the sugya mitzvahs kavanah kicks in. A guy comes to shul and does things normally, puts on his talis, puts on his tefillin, shakes his lulav, has a shofar, etc. So that's quote a built-in kavanah. Now again, a person lechetchila is supposed to try to be mechavit for mitzvahs. That's the right thing, the proper thing to do. You should always concentrate, always pay attention to what you're doing. But push comes to shove, if you just kind of did the mitzvahs in a regular, normal way, so that would be ikra, didn't really be okay. But lamaisa, we do accept the p'sach halacha, even if there are suffer, but there's vadi the mitzvahs yichas kavan. So when we learn the sugya of mitzvahs yichas kavana, there are 248 mitzvahs essay. So we have to ask ourselves, is this sugya apply to all of them? Are there any of the mitzvahs essay that the sugya mitzvahs kavana doesn't apply for one of two reasons? Either because it's a type of mitzvah that doesn't require any kind of kavana at all, the entire sugya is not even shaykh to those kinds of mitzvahs essay. Or perhaps there are other mitzvahs essay out of the 248 that not only is kavana necessary, but there's almost an additional level, there's an added component, added dimension of kavana above and beyond the regular sugya. So in theory, our sugya should permeate all 248, but out of the 248, we're going to find that there are some that, not even in the ballpark, not even the parasha for mitzvahs kavana. And there are others that are so in the parasha. Well, thanks for a long shiur. So much, sounds good. So much in the parasha of mitzvah kavana that you need even more than regular just kavana. Let's say to their mitzvah.
That's what, like some people say,
the Shem Yisroel. So the Hasidim follow the practice of the Minig Ari and others in Kabbalim that before one does a mitzvah, one says the Shem Yichud. So the Nedvi Huda points out that in terms of pure halacha, that is definitely not necessary. Why is that not necessary? So the Nedvi Huda makes reference to a sugi that appears in Maseches Zvachim and the Beis of Mebeis. The Mishnah Zvachim tells us that when you do different avodas of a carbon, who knows, what are the four main avodas of a carbon? The Dalat Avodas Adam, what are they? Shechita, Kabbalah, accepting the blood, Habal, halacha, walking the blood to Mizbech, and Shechita Adam. So there are a whole series of different halachas of kavanah that have to be present, and certain kavanahs that can't be present for the Dalat of Eidus Adam. A korban has to be brought l'shma, and you can't have mechshavas people, etc. All complicated sugyas in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. So the Gemara comments in Zvachim Dabeis that when you bring a korban, you don't have to actually say, you don't have to actually verbalize doing l'shma. You have a rule called stubble l'shma in me. And you need to stop, you without a formal kavanah, the korban is going to be kosher. So the Gemara says this is the direct contrast with get. We got to get, so get us the ring of Shema, the ring of Shem, the Ish, the Shem, the Isha. And here the Mishnah says, but says get in, that it has to actually be formalized. It has to really be, when the Summer Shema literally expressed the path, or the other Shema at least thought through one's mind, but they're doing what exactly the Shema means. But you know what they stole the Shema right there? Why is that? What's the chiluk between stam kabonis that are almost the Shema and getting that? So it's very simple. When you have a korban, when I shech the korban, when I makish the korban, so everybody knows the next part of the trajectory of that korban is to be brought. So basically, it's shech. And you get what it's about. So therefore, once an animal pooped or shech, the shlom, the chalos, whatever it is, stop korban the shmol in it. Whereas when it comes to a get, stop isha is not yeshiva in it. Oh man, if you wouldn't say a regular woman to the whole matter of the divorce, that's not supposed to happen. So the fact that you have a woman who ends up getting divorced, that's something which is a little bit out of what was expected trajectory. And therefore, Stam Isha is the obligation of Edis. And therefore, Stam Get is not related to the Shema, unless it's actually formally implemented to be so. So the Gemara develops this Yisrael, at least in the Rebbe of Karbonos, when you have something which is stolen with Shema in me, that there's no reason to articulate, there's no reason to think, no reason to speak. Says the Gemara to Yehuda, Stam Mitzvah is Oah, and the Shema in me. And that gets up and puts on his tongue. That's what you meant. That's what's supposed to happen. That gets up, on the Shabbos. I don't know if this is on Shabbos right this morning. Not be running late. Okay, so comes the first day. So this Stam Yisrael, until someone will admit. Stam Yisrael, first day Rashan, Kishat Mulein. Says that there's no need to articulate, no need to specify the Shem. Chassidim did it. Necessary, and the Yehuda was not a big fan of these Lashem Yichos. That's a different bar. That's because there are certain chafotzim that are drunk to the Kedusha that require to be done with Shema. So that, here the halacha says, but some should be a formal Levite. You wouldn't say stop. You wouldn't say stop. Klaf, Lashem Yichos. So that's not the same.
Why are you writing this at the Torah? Like, it's obvious.
Right. So some Mishnayim say that you don't have to actually articulate the Vibor bad, and other Mishnayim say you do have to. So we suffer, we, before we write a Zip Shuttle, we make Matthew, before we get Titus, before we black any fill, and anything that requires a Lishma should be articulated. Anyway, getting back to that story. So I'm looking for mitzvahs. I wonder about 248 mitzvahs. Are there anything in some mitzvahs that for sure don't require Kavanah? No question now. We actually mentioned the other day. Don't need any kavana. Zero. No kavana whatsoever.
Do we need extra kavana though?
No kavana. Zero, zero, zero. No kavana.
Makeh for a hussar.
What?
Makeh for a
hussar. Wow. What a
wonderful answer. You have to do it yourself, so you don't need kavana for that.
What are you hacking me? Wow, what a lovely show. Mice here. You hear me? That makeh. That makeh. That makeh. That makeh. Mice. Oh, what about the mitzvah for Sheva Tas? Doesn't have a mice in it. Let's say.
When it's Shabbos.
So
it doesn't have a mice.
I'll give you an example of Sheva Tas. Comes Friday night. And the mitzvah of Elisa of Tishbos begins. A person who refrains from doing Malach on Shabbos fulfills the mitzvah of Elisa. What is the type of Tishbos? In addition to not wanting to lie, it's not a mitzvah. So a guy on Friday night, like, hey, we didn't walk through the Zoom and Lashah, and he needs to say, but it's a joke, it's a farce. Mitzvah is, so what it means, when I'm doing a nice, I'm eating matzah, or I'm blowing shofar, whatever, the mice are like the rope shofar, the tzitzis lula, or your tzitzis, etc. Those kind of mitzvahs, they make you come to discuss, but you need a formal kabbalah to make that into a nice show mitzvah. But if the whole nature of the mitzvah is fulfilled, in a sense, b'shem al-chaseh, but the joke is that. What kind of kavanah is mitzvah? The Moshe Yom Kippur. The guy two back the afternoon, he has everyone. He knows who went before the mitzvah, the same as well, he needs to touch the seichel, and he doesn't have that one, he's not yet. It's a joke. Of course, he's yet. There's no vice to show mitzvah. So those kind of mitzvah for sure, out of the box. I'm looking for other mitzvahs now. Also, for those that market. Tell me more categories. Give me the categories of mitzvahs. What about mitzvahs?
You're right, you're right.
What about mitzvah ben Adam lechaveiro? The mitzvah tzedok. Is it necessary to have kavana on seisi de ha-mitzvah? It was before mitzvah ben Adam lechaveiro? So the prima godim thought that now. not necessary. I'm Uriah. What would be Uriah? Valgrath, you said to know. Rashi and Chumash, Rashi say to him, there's a mitzvah of Shichucho. What's the mitzvah of Shichucho? A person's walking on the road and they got a hole in their pocket and a skull fall through and an ani comes and picks it up. What does Rashi say? You fulfill the gevaldik mitzvah of the tzedakah.
It's that really little show.
It's tzedakah. Do you see that the Torah gives you schar for fulfilling the mitzvah of matnas aniyim without zero come on? You didn't even know you did it. It says it's asid. Hey, look at this asid. What was it? You didn't know you lost the money.
What if you had come on and then a gold chain?
Then there's another schar for well, the tries for mitzvah and end up not fulfilling it to get schar. You didn't remember. Here, Rashi also pronounced it's not a name that the other way that the one initial one which is asid. It's not asid. What's the difference between shofar and tzedakah? What's the difference between lulav and shichacha? What's the difference in terms of pure lulav?
When you're doing a mitzvah on a chavera, the person on the receiving end of the mitzvah is going to feel the effect.
Oh, it does. In other words, what you're saying is that gevaldik alom b'shavor. Mitzvah b'rom b'mokom. The nature of the chiv is a maisem. That's the blow the shofar, I got to eat the mass, I got to put the cloak, the tzitzit, etc. The maisem shal mitzvah. It's not the result that really matters. Well, because I made a kesh brach feel good that I blew the shofar, I mean, can I give you a break? It's a ma'aseh that you saw last year. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's simple. I did the ma'aseh of who was the wrong mother. Does that count as a mitzvah? By tzedakah, I don't know ma'aseh is a tzedakah. What is tzedakah? What's tzedakah is a more goal-oriented mitzvah. This is not the chaveira, a goal-oriented. Goal is that the other person should receive. If the other person received the benefit, ma'ech patli, if I had in mind the shayim yichu, the shayim mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Who cares? The whole goal is our shame, the recipient of the mitzvah. The whole parasha of sugi mitzvah kavan doesn't apply. That's the people of Israel. You have to be a Rabbi Chanan who disagrees with you. Rabbi Chanan has a one of his svarim, seems to understand that this is going to apply to another person. Also, it's going to look very difficult. But we're getting back to Esther. So the bottom line is, we have 240 mitzvahs essay. Not all of them are subject to this discussion. Some mitzvahs such as Shev Al-Taseh, some mitzvahs such as perhaps one of the chaveros, not even in the ballpark of Tzrichas Kavanah. But there are other mitzvahs in the 248 that not only do they require Kavanah, but it could be they require, in addition to Kavanah, let's say, their mitzvah, there may be an additional dimension of Kavanah. That's really the bulk of what I want to talk about today.
Again.
So let's see if we can try to identify those mitzvahs that have additional components, dimensions of Kavanah, and what those different components and dimensions are. So the sugya begins, it's in the second Perek HaMaseches Brachos. I put the Mishnah Berurah on the Maamar Komos, and it kind of summarizes that whole sugya, but I'll tell you a little bit outside. There are really two different parts of the sugya in the second Perek HaMaseches Brachos. The first thing about it talks about a korei b'tayra v'giyah zman kriya shema, yaitzer, not yaitzer. We spoke a little bit about this before. And the Gemara starts to fill both mitzvahs, shirtz kavanah, mitzvahs, shirtz kavanah, etc. Then all of a sudden the Gemara shifts gears and starts saying, oh, by the way, when you say kriya shema, you have to have kavanah. And how far into the kriya shema do you have to have kavanah? Anyone knows?
Machlokes.
Good answer. Some say the first pasuk, some say the first shuv psukim, the first parsha, different nuances of how far do you have to have kavanah. Very good. So here we have a problem. Because the Gemara starts off the sugya by talking about mitzvah tzichus kavana, and therefore you have to have kavana. And if I would ask you, within the sugya of mitzvah tzichus kavana, you have to have kavana, how much of the mitzvah do you have to have kavana for? Let's say tkiyah shofar, you have to have kavana. How much of tkiyah shofar? Only the tkiyahs? Not the truth? It's a joke. Let's say achilas matzah. Only the first half of the kezayis, not the second half of the kezayis. Kind of lights on, it's a farce. Obviously, the sugya mitzvah is kavanah. implies that the entire mitzvah, the whole Maase mitzvah, from beginning to end, requires kavana. All of a sudden, pitayim punk in the middle of Kriya Shema, the Gemara has 15 different shittas in the Tanaim and Amarayim. How far into Kriya Shema do you need kavana? So very bugger thing, very, very strange. That's kashi number one to say.
Every
year,
why can't you just say that every case is different, just like
in Kriya Shema? The sugya mitzvah kavana obviously applies to the entire mitzvah, the chilas v'yatzos. Like, why in the world would anybody differentiate? And you all of a sudden find a Kriya Shema, half the Amarayim, and give you a different shiur. Then the Gemara says another question. The Gemara says in Brachas, where does it come from? Anyone know? What words? What words in the parish of Kriya Shema seem to imply the Kavana? Alav Avecha, perhaps the word Shema, which means a Lashon Havana. So all of a sudden, the Gemara is asking questions in the second half of Brachas. What's the mocha that you need? I don't say stop. What's the mocha that you need? Kavana for lulav and shayfer and matzah and sitters. I don't need a mocha. We learn to sing a shadav the chesed. You might have asked the apostle, what's the source? It's mufan the eilu. If you hold this, it's kavana. That's part of the definition of a ma'aseh mitzvah. Kavana is an important parcel. Minatar, it's a smart pshuta, according to one opinion. So all of a sudden, we have this gemara brachas that's quoting sunnis of kavana. And it seems to be talking a different language. It's talking a different language quantitatively, how much kavana you need, and it's talking a different language source-wise, because it's giving you a very, very unique source, a very unique tukim, that clearly don't have any impact as on the creation. So let's start. So in these kashas that led to the Rashba, the second brachas that Mishnah Berurah is here referring to the following Lomdash of words. I'll briskly tell you. There are two sugyas of kavana. There's what we call a kavana as a name, klali. I'm sure you're now adopted to klali. There's a din of kavana that permeates kol mitzvahs esa shema Torah, given with the exception of the shema. That says in the name of the chavei, all 248 minus 240. So whatever mitzvahs esa shema Torah, matzah, shofar, tzitzis, tefillah, so whatever those left in the batch of mitzvahs esa, there's a din klali to require kavana. What's the mokah of that din? There's no mokah. It's just an understanding that there's a din in the Torah. This is part of possible reason. Ma'aseh mitzvah means medrash. You can't have a ma'aseh mitzvah of the kelishu. You have a ma'aseh mitzvah of kafu yachum ma'aseh. I don't know. Can you differentiate between the beginning of the mitzvah, the middle of the mitzvah, the end of the mitzvah? That's absurd. If I need the tekiyas, trust in the tekiyas, so then the last tekiyas is part of the mitzvah, the first tekiyas. If I need that last bit of kedayas, the last bite full of matzah, the same as the point, the first bite full of matzah. So when you're dealing with the dim quality of different sins of kavana, it is absurd to differentiate between different stages of the mitzvah. But in addition to the dim quality, the ala mitzvah satayra, or at least all the mitzvahs that are left of this batch, Kriya Shema is unique. What makes Kriya Shema unique? What are the two magic words? Alav Avecha. Alav Avecha by Kriya Shema is a din prati that was this chadish one in the parasha of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that requires of us not just kavana latsesi de hamitzvah, which would be sufficient for all mitzvahs, but there's some other added dimension, added component of kavana that is unique to Kriya Shema. What is that magical, mystical kavana? What is that new kavana? It is not kavana latsesi de hamitzvah. What is it? It's kavanas perish hamilim, kavanas ha'inyin, kavanas ha'nosei, understanding, being cognizant, paying attention to what you're doing. That is a new dimension that was this chadish to us in the parasha and the psukim of Alav Avecha. Now I'll tell you a secret that we probably paskin that the mokor for the second din is actually probably not Alav Avecha. I'll tell you why. Because most Rishonim paskin that the kavanah that's necessary is really only the first pasuk. So this drash of Alav Avecha would seem to teach me either until Alav Avecha, maybe the whole first parasha, if we take that second din and kind of tone it down, like the Gemara seems to say only the first pasuk, then the mokor is probably not Alav Avecha. What could the mokor possibly be? We can guess. could be the word Shema, because the word Shema may mean to understand, to pay attention, not just to physically hear. So again, it's not clear in the Gemara what I just told you now, but I'm telling you that it's true anyway. Okay? So it's Tosh about that Alav Avecha may be the Mokka for the second din. The word Shema may mean the Mokka for the second din. But one thing is crystal clear, that the entire Suya, the second Bech of Brachas, has absolutely nothing to do with the din klali amidst the Kavanah, because it is absurd to differentiate between the beginning of Shema and later part of Shema. It is unnecessary to find the pasuk, as the Gemara was talking about the din klali, and there is no pasuk for lulav, shofar, tzitzis, sukkah, etc. So this is what I just presented to you, is really the Mishnah Berurah synopsis of a Rashba in the second parakah of the second brachah. So what comes out here is as follows, that we paskin l'alocha mitzitzis kavanah. So Kriya Shema is no different than any other mitzvah that it requires kavanah. But what does kavanah mean? Kavanah means kavanah latzei sideh mitzvah. So therefore, it is critical before one says Kriya Shema, should have in mind latzei sideh mitzvah. Now, what does that mean? So obviously, lechachila, you should have in mind latzei sideh mitzvah. At least the bare bone minimum, the chayadim we spoke about earlier, you're in shul, so you just said the brachas, you're clearly having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah. So that would technically be okay. But that's not enough for Kriya Shema. In that Torah, if that's all you have for Kriya Shema, the Pasha said Dvarim is you want Yetzin. If a guy just davens Kriya Shema and is not paying attention to what he's saying, that's a very, very serious problem according to the Pashas and the Halacha Min HaTorah. Only for what? For the first Pasuk. With Baruch Shem, the Rabbanim is considered to be part of the first Pasuk. But at least for the first Pasuk, one has to stop for a moment and actually think about what he's saying. That's why if you look in your art scroll sitter, so it actually says, right before you say Shema, have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah Shema, and have in mind the meaning of the word. When you're saying Shema Yisrael, you should have in mind what you're saying. That's a din in HaTorah. Again, you derive from Allah Avecha, derive from Shema, the word Shema.
The more basic level of Kabbalah is actually for the particular mitzvah. Doing it, or just that you are doing it?
Doing a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be...
If you're doing one mitzvah,
you shouldn't be too medayik in your Kabbalah. The Shema mitzvah. Shema mitzvah is good enough.
So, why is it so crazy to say that in different mitzvot, like in
lulav or batzah,
they only need to have
kavanah
for certain. Like, let's say
you have a bais, you have kavanah. I'm blowing shofar. I'm not thinking during the whole tekiah shofar about the shem mitzvah. Shem mitzvah. Right before the shofar starts, the shem mitzvah. Then during the shofar, pay attention to the shofar. That's lechachil shem lechachil. That's good enough. The kriya shema is different. Kriya shema, you have to have kavanah. It's not the shem mitzvah the whole time. Kavanah the shem mitzvah is for a split second before, and the whole mitzvah is al shem that kavanah. But you have to have in mind when you're saying shema. Listen, this one, Hashem. Okay, you have to pay attention to the words. So that's what the Rashba says, Beferish. That's what we pass the law. Yeah.
What about tying tzitzis? Don't you need kavanah for every knot?
No, you have no. The shame, the saying the shame mitzvah sits at the beginning and it covers for the whole thing.
Do we in the same sense? Is that why during Kiddush Shavuot why we have to learn the moon at the designated point? And that's our way of having kavanah.
No. You have to be nana for the moon for a split second. Otherwise, you can't say Kiddush Shavuot if you don't see the moon. You look at it for a second.
Meaning. By looking at
the Mignana, that's all. That's the Kavana. That's the Mechayev of making the bracha. It's a wrong Levana
Bechidusha. Yeah, but the point is, if you're able to appreciate it, the way that
it's by. Yeah, but just don't appreciate it for a second. It's not the same thing. It's a different. Practically, it's the same. We do it for a second, but it's not the same halacha.
If I have a half sacred, it takes a thing when I have a lot of time.
Right, so that's it. So the Mishabura writes that Meikamikra, then we pass, let's say a guy starts making tzitzis, and then makes one or two of them, then he goes play ball for 3 hours. What? Yeah, and then he comes back 3 hours later. So Meikamikra, then you don't have to say L'shem mitzvah afterwards. Look, I'm clearly going to say it again, because it's called also Dasa Shad. It's not going to be a continuation of your first.
We say the same thing as well, then, with bathroom.
No. We're not saying that's not a hefsek. It was brachas that's a hefsek, but in terms of lishma, so it's considered to be mitzuruf to your original lishma. If somebody else takes over for you, that other person has to make a new say a new lishma.
Now, let's say I'm thinking of the other guy. Wow, I know he's
going to. No. You can't think for somebody else. It means he has to do the lishma. So if you do one corner, he does another corner. That's fine, but each one has to.
Okay, create. And if he means
Gashaliach, then there's no shalichas. Okay, yeah. Everybody, let's get back to the story.
so the Rashba's developed for us based on these rayas, the Gemara said, like a bracha, this Gevaldiki Yisoid, that not all mitzvahs are created equal. Kriya Shema has something unique to it. The Rashba gives an example, he gives a model for this, we have a precedent for this, where it is not necessary to have these additional levels come out of the home, and it's only for a certain part of the home. It's about Marshall the Rashba, you know, remember? Shmur Brooks, Tefillah. The background of the we also find that you have to have Kavani, you have to have a girl, but only for what? The only really part that's critical is the first problem. Because then the Rashba, we find this idea, creation, Tefillah, components of Kabbalah, they don't necessarily make up these arguments for. We have to analyze a little bit what this anti-Kabbalah, what's this dimensional. So this sets the stage for the famous Rebbe Bar Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim, hopefully we'll get a chance to look at Reb Chaim, so that's the dimension. So Reb Chaim begins in a few Kedah Kedah Kedah, with a few good observations about the minimum Kabbalah. The Chaim says, if you look at Gemara's and Rambam, you seem to get the impression that there are two different kinds of Kavanah going on. One place around the Losha, Pagan Dam is not Kavanah, it's Mamish Mamish. And another place around the Life, you have to make sure that Dam is Kavanah, but he doesn't conclude by saying it's Kavanah, but it's Kavanah, it's Kavanah, it's Kavanah. In one place, Rambam speaks about Kavanah for the entire Shemesh, right? Another place, Gemara's and Rambam speaks about Kavanah, and then the Rambam said, if only we have Kavanah, for the first Brahma, that's also okay. So which one is it? Is it a Kavanah that permeates the entire tefillah? Is it a Kavanah that you can do first bracha? Is it a Kavanah that disqualifies the entire tefillah? Is it a Kavanah that doesn't really disqualify? What's going on? What's the challenge of this Rambam? What's the challenge of this halacha? So Reb Chaim develops the yisoid that there are two different halachas in terms of Kavanah of tefillah. There's one halacha that permeates the entire Shemoneh Esrei, and its absence will disqualify the entire tefillah and basically make the tefillah null and void. And that is Kavanas Eimed Mifnei Melech. Kavanas Eimed Mifnei Melech. A cognizance of the fact that a person is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Reb Chaim now with a brisker twist, and he says, that awareness, that cognizance of Eimed Mifnei Melech does not emanate from our sugya of Mitzvah's Kavanah. It is equally true whether you hold Tzivos Kavanah and Tzivos Kavanah. Why was Pshat? Reb Chaim explains it. When you shake a lulav, when you eat matzah, when you put on tefillin, there's a ma'isa mitzvah, and the requirement of kavana, according to some opinions, is necessary to accompany the etzem ha-ma'isa, and according to other opinions, it's not really necessary. We pass it, most probably is necessary. But the kavana is not an integral part, doesn't define the ma'isa mitzvah. The Tilas Lulav rests on its own morals. The Tilas Lulav is called the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Whether it needs the added dimension of Kavanah or not is up for discussion. It's our subject of our sugya. But the Tilas Lulav does register as something even without Kavanah. Shavas Matzah, Nachas Tefillin. Tefillah is up to Chaim. Tefillah without Kavanah is not a Ma'aseh Tefillah B'chol. The absence of Kavanah, the deficiency which is felt with a lack of Kavanah, what's lacking in Kavanah, is not something which is almost like an addendum to Tefillah, it's like an added-on dimension, it's like the Eidi Shleimer. It is the definition of Tefillah itself, because Tefillah ultimately is not just mouthing words. What is the mark of a Tefillah? What's the ultimate source that's Mechayav Tefillah altogether? New words you want to say in Tanis Tabez? Of B'chol Abavchem? So again, according to the Rambam, that means every day. According to the Rambam, means maybe Shas Tzorah, maybe according to the Rambam, it's a Kiyum Mitzvah Mitzvah, whatever it is, according to the Rambam. But the engine that's driving Tefillah is at your plan is L'Avdu B'chol Levavchem, and therefore, words without the Avedish of a Lev component, this is Nishtei Ma'aseh Tefillah. This is the most classic vintage of Chaim. That Lulav without Kavanah is a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, albeit a Tzachin Kavanah, and then you can build for a Kavanah Ma'akim in it. Of a tefillah without kavanah is not a ma'aseh tefillah b'chol, not a ma'aseh mitzvah altogether. And how much of Shemoneh Esrei requires kavanah is a melech? Whatever is part of tefillah. From the first bracha, the entire tefillah. That's what the Rambam says. That a person davens without kavanah, namely without kavanah is only a melech, does this give tefillah b'chol? But then there's an added component, there's a different component. a secondary component of Kavanah Tefillah. What is that? Kavanah is an Indian, Kavanah is Pesha Milas. Know what you're saying? Says the Reb Chaim, L'chadchila for the entire Shemini Asrei, but B'diyev, that's what the Gemara means, the fifth Bek of Brachas. As long as you had Kavanah for the Ika, beginning of Tefillah, that's good enough. So the Medvah Malum that was so makil to let you get away with Kavanah for one Bracha, and that's sufficient, that's why we're not dealing with the Kavanah of the Etzem definition of Tefillah, we're talking about the secondary Kavanah of Perish HaMilas. Or with the definition of Tefillah, Kavanah is Elis and Melach, it's Vaad Ma'akev, and that's lacking, it's Eda Tefillah Klal Klaf, and Gim Dan. Famous word for it. So Rabbi Sai, we have a few different components here. By the way, just there, Akav, the Ramah writes that if a person davens with Banazet without Kavanah, he shouldn't bother repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. You know why? He's going to daven the second time also without Kavanah. So the Gemara says, Mikra Din should be able to repeat. The Ramah has a very defeatist attitude here. He says that the reality is you're not going to accomplish much. Fine. So back to that story. So we have this idea of now permeating mitzvahs. Yes, we have the sugya mitzvah sirus kavanah, but there are some mitzvahs that don't need kavanah b'chlal. Kavanah is not even shayach to. You have other mitzvahs that not only is kavanah shayach to, but there are actually added dimensions. Whether that added dimension is a few, the added dimension is a creation. But then there's a third group of mitzvahs. So the third group of mitzvahs are not clear in the Gemara itself, but again, you can shine and refine such a distinction. And those are we're going to first call them the three mitzvahs. Then we're going to see that I have a few other sections. It all started, huh? Yeah. It all started with the tour. The tour was a safe hour. Who's the tour?
Son of the Rosh.
Son of the Rosh. Yad Bakhtur. Okay? Yad Bakhtur, the tour was a very weak start position for that. A little bit of transition, a little bit of a set of borders you want to want, anyone know? The Ashkenazim decided. The tourist spot, the Rosh, was an Ashkenazim. He was a Talmud Rabbi Ruthenberg, grew up in Germany, was a Rabbi of Germany, and then he had to leave Germany in the dark of night because the Russians readied the Talmud Ruthenberg, was thrown into jail. The Goyim were trying to extort money from the Jewish community, and Mamma Rutenberg went up to bat on behalf of the Jews and ended up getting himself thrown into jail. And he was left there. He died in jail. And many, many years later, they finally released his body. So the Rush realized that after they went after his Rebbe, he was the next on the hit list. So the Rush disappeared. The Rush ran away from Germany, and he found his way to Spain. He arrived in Spain, so the Rashba was the Rav of Spain, the Rav of Barcelona at the time. So the Rashba got the Rosh a job in Toledo. Toledo was another Jewish community in Spain. So the Rosh was a strange story. He was an Ashkenazi rabbi in a pure Sephardic, like the real, I don't mean David Mizrahi, like the real McCoy, like the real stuff. So the Rosh was the Ashkenazi rabbi in the Sephardic community. It's a fascinating story that the Rosh writes, that his son, the Torah tells about his father. When his father came, when the Rosh first came to the Sephardim in Toledo, so he realized on Yom Kippur that they say, the Sephardim used to say a lot of slichas and shachras on Yom Kippur, and shlops out till they would miss the tchilas man musaf, the rest of musaf till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which would be the evidence, like, you're supposed to dan musaf before you reach man mincha. So the Rosh didn't know what to do. So on the one hand, shalakidim, the Rishonim writes, not really right. On the other hand, you know, he's a new rabbi in town, and inspired him, and he caught up with him, he didn't want to get into a fight. Whatever, so you know what he did? He davened be a chidus, musaf on Yom Kippur, rather than making a fight with the balvatim. Can you imagine, the godless? Today, if you make a fight, make a break with him, the rabbi refused, didn't want to start with the balvatim, didn't want to get into a fight, didn't want to make them feel bad, he let them say they are a slichah, and he davened mamash be a chidus on musaf of Yom Kippur, rather than get into a fight with the community, teach a little God, this is the Rush. Anyway, so the Rush's son, the tour, was a younger man at the time. He went with his father, their family, the old family went to exile to Spain. And the tour was situated perfectly. Rabbi Shimon was Ashkacha Pratis, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu put the Rush and the tour into Spain, because the tour became familiarized with many of the Minhagim of the Sephardi community, many of the Shittas of the Sephardi Rishonim, the great Sephardi Rishonim, that had preceded, you know, the Rambam and the Ramban, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, whatever it was. And the tour became that bridge, where the tour later in life wrote the Sefer Arbaturim, which was the forerunner of the Shulchan Aruch, but he tried to, you know, summarize all of Halacha at that point,
So he was at a unique vantage point. He had the traditions of his father back from Germany, so he still is an Ashkenazi at heart. On the other hand, he was raised in a Sephardi community with Sephardi Gedolim, Sephardi Rabbanim, so he had access to both traditions, really. That's why we read the Torah, so you see it, Mamash, it shines through the Torah, that you see every other page, every other line, he says, the Rif and the Ram said like this, and my father said like this, and yeah, he was at a very, very unique vantage point. But that set the stage for later, when the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama would be written, that the combination of Shulchan Aruch and the Rama would be that merge, that fusion together of these two different groups. Anyway, so with that historical background, a little history today, okay, back to Allah. So the Torah was a Sefer Halacha. It wasn't a Drush. The Drush part was in the Baal Turim and Chumash, but the Torah was a Sefer Halacha. All of a sudden, the beginning of the Chesed, and Chesed Rechayim, the Torah gives you a whole long Megillah, a whole introduction as to what you should be thinking about when you put on your Tzitzis. You should think about, wherever you turn, the Chesed Baruch Hu, you always see the Chesed Baruch Hu, and you have to remember to do the mitzvahs, the Chesed Baruch Hu, the Hashem, very nice. And then the chesed, the beginning of the archive, the chesed, the Torah is the same pismin. When you put in your tefillin, you have to have in mind your tzitzis mitzrayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu can do everything, and he's control, and you have to be shabbat your lev in your mind, and all kriches. Rebbe Shalom, you have a sukkah. The Torah does the same thing, same digression. When you sit in the sukkah, it's like the Yaakov, the Adoni, how long am I going? So the Bach, who's the Bach? Who the Bach was? By his Chodesh. His name was Rav Yoel Sirkish. So the Bach was a great, great, great Gadol. He's buried in Krakow. He was in Krakow. He's buried in the same place as the Rabbah. So the Bach was one of the early, early Gadolim from the Ashkenazi communities in Poland. So he was the father-in-law of the Taz. So he was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. So the Bach wrote a running parish on the Torah, the same way the Beis Yosef wrote. So in his commentary on the Torah, the Bach has a kashim, so he doesn't understand. So why are you giving me Musa Shmuzim? Why are you giving me a rabbi sermon? And you're supposed to say for Halacha. What are you telling me? A whole long of Megillah. And sit this film and sukkah. So Bach says he thinks that the Torah was very valuable for the Shayin. But the Torah gave these hashkofa, machshava, shiurim at these points because there's a halacha that when you do these three mitzvahs, you have to have kavanah not just, what, Rabbi Yisai? Not just to do the mitzvah, that's like any other mitzvah. You have to have kavanah the time of the mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah. Why am I doing this mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah, the eighth of the Ramah Kavanah, goes to the Bach and says, these three mitzvahs are singled out of all the Targum mitzvahs that it's necessary to have in mind the Shem Kavanah's time of mitzvah in addition to being Yetzir mitzvah. So now we have multiple Kavanahs here. Where did this come from? Where did this added Kavanah come from? Says Laman. Laman means do this mitzvah so that. Laman tizku, Laman tia, Laman yeyu derasechem. There's a divin of Torah. It's not actually, it's not Rosh Hashanah Kavches. This idea is not explicit in the Gemara, and the Rishonim it appears in the Torah. The Bach interpreted it, and it's Pesukim Chumash. So now we have three, four, five different multiple levels of Kavanah. There's Kavanah, let's say, Shadeh mitzvah, that's by Alam mitzvahs. Alam mitzvahs except the Ramah Chaveros, except the Shevatas, etc. Then you have Kavanah's Kriya Shema, which is unique. Then you have Kavanah Din, unique Din by Tefillah. Now you have a Nayazach, a new story, a new Kavanah. You have to have Kavanah of L'shem Ta'am HaMitzvah. Is it Ma'aka B'di'evet? The Shabur claims it not. But the Bach says it Mamash V'dasat. Any other mitzvahs we could possibly dig up that may fall into this category of Laman,
I'll show you the father of the Chazal. You've said it many times in your life. I just want to translate it for you. Chol shul amash lashlamin leyotzadei chavosa. There's one word in there that's very, very important. Hold on, so which chagrin? Which chagrin were you not yet? So you don't call in the Rambam. The Rambam, the Chacham Tzimach, the Zayin writes, supposedly, lo yotzei dei chaydas kegat tol vidu chabel, and you want yet to see the Tzitzitz, right? Which is very startling. No startling about the Rambam. I told them the whole story. I sang that in you. My kids walked around, powered pajamas in the middle of the night. We do frogs and everybody. The whole story. And we still want to yes it because we didn't say that it's a survival. I said, you got them, milk of our taste and try. How did the Rambam know that the Lord of the Lord said, you know? The Rambam, Chumash, it says, you got it on the Bimcha, what do you have to tell your son? For what? What's the Zeh? Zeh means a point. Zeh always means, is there a Kadesh? What am I going to do? A point puts up the table. It's not a major space of Matzah Mora. So according to the Rambam, if you don't connect the story to the halachas of the Lila, if you don't say, hey, wait a second, we were taking out of Mitzrayim, and this is why we're eating Pesach Matzah Mora, we want to eat Tzitzit Tzitzit. Just telling over a great story about the Asanachas and calling it a night is not enough. It's got to result in the conclusion, the culmination of the story has got to be Pesach Matzah Mora. That's the Rambam.
Where is
the Rambam? The Rambam breaks down in the Chum Tzimach. It's very sad. But let me show you the place of the Ram, who's up to his comfort. The Yotzi Echavasim is what? You want a Yotzi Echidus Matzah. You want a Yotzi Echidus Matzah. You want a Yotzi Echidus Matzah. There's nothing you can see in the Ram. You want the types of Matzah. You want to see in the Ram already. You told the story. You sang a good story. You sang, Abba Bima Yina, Abba 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 Yina, you want to get into the proper way, the optimal way, which means what you get into. What is the
shit? Those are one mitzvah?
There's a mitzvah to eat from the Pesa and the Torah has to be used from the Pesa. The mitzvah of Matzah, the Torah has to be used from the Pesa. So,
what's
that? What is going on around? What are they telling us? That here we have a mitzvah satorah, and it is not enough to simply do the maisa. I have to concentrate on what? And actually elaborate, and actually articulate what? What are all these things? These are the what the Bach is saying with us, a tour for the three Lama'ans, basically Taisa and the Ran is saying, it went to Rabbi Lulu as well. Any other examples? Somebody said shofar? I challenge you. We state shofar. When does he say shofar? The tam? And what is the tam and over shofar? And what's the mocha we're with?
I thought we said that you can't blow into a whole ashram. You have kavana to tefillah.
No. You can't blow into a whole because you have to hear. Who said kavana? You said kavana.
That's what Chaim said with the tefillah thing, no?
Chaim said, Chaim, we just explained that the kavana lotzeis of shofar is important. It's more important, perhaps, than matzah, according to 1b with the Rambam. But we state anything about the tam and over. I didn't say that. I didn't even know the reason. We were shunned for a month of it. I don't know what the reason is. Why aren't we going to show up? No idea.
So when you said a mitzvah?
I just dug up for you three mitzvahs of Tanish to the Bach, Sukkah, Tzitzis, and Tzol. Then I added on three more to the mix, a Pesach, Matzah, Morah. I'm developing a whole Yisrael for you that there are certain mitzvahs where Kavanah, what says, is not sufficient. You require Kavanah of Tam Hadavar. And now I'm attempting to add on the seventh one to this bashful shofar, but I'm stuck. I need a mocha, I need a posel, I need a gemara, I need something. I can't just tell you a story.
Gemara is why not with Hoffa and Zirk
on the Shulik. Oh, okay. So let's go back to that for a second. There's a gemara at the end of Masech Hashanah, the fourth paragraph. It tells us, how do you know when you're davening Rosh Hashanah, you have to say Malchus? How do you have to say Zichreinus? How do you have to say Shefer? It's the work of Pesukim. Yeshu Lekechem, Zichreinus, Zichreinus, a whole long in the Gila. You have to say these Pesukim. You have to have Musa, the nine, the extra three brachas in Shemaisa. Rashi seems to understand this Gemara Kepshita is a real Dimin HaTorah. The Gemara is quoting Pesukim. It sounds like it's in their eyes. It's one of the first Pesukim. Roshan, it sounds like it's Mamash HaMitzim in HaTorah to Davin Malchus, Zichreinus, and Shefer. Rashi on Chumash, when he gives a taich in the Pesukim and Chumash, on the word Zichron true, and Parashas Emma, Rashi at Kizok, Amiris Pesukim of Malchus, Chumash, and Shefers. Rashi sounds like he's interpreting it to be a real bona fide Dimin HaTorah,
the Machis Chayes and Shem. The Ramban, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shem Emor says it can't be. It's impossible. Again, for the Pharisees, but I don't know the Gemara. The Gemara began in the fourth breath of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells a story about you have a guy who he lives in a town, and there's no chauffeur, and there's no chazan, no one knows how to daven, and there's no chazan to be made to them, there's no baltakeh, there's no chauffeur, nothing. But if he goes to one town, he'll get a chauffeur. Goes to another town, he'll get a chazan. He can't go to both, rather than chulim each other. So he's got to pick and choose. Which one does he go to? He's got a choice of either being Yerkin Musaf or hearing chauffeur. What does he choose?
Chauffeur.
Chauffeur. You know why the Gemara says, Hadirais, Hadirabonim. Shofar is the Raisa, Musaf is the Rabbanim. No, what the Rabbanim says, Rashi's wrong. If Rashi's right that Zichr and Chur is a real mitzvah in the Torah of saying the Psukim, so then Hadiraisa, Hadiraisa. Why is one any more important than the other? So all the Acharonim explain that what Rashi means is as follows. But Mendiv HaMamurim, that the Psukim Hadiraisa, that's if and when you blow the Shofar. When you blow the Shofar and you accompany the Shofar with the Mesa Psukim, then the Psukim become elevated to be a Din Deraisa. But if you simply dive in Musaf and you don't have a shofar to accompany it, either because there's no shofar down or Shabbos, or whatever reason you're not blowing shofar, just dive in Musaf or Shabbos, like dive in Musaf and Shabbos in your It's just a mitzvah to rabbon. You add an extra couple of brachas for good luck, but it's not elevated to become mitzvah deraisa. So tkiya shofar is always deraisa. Brachas are deraisa if and when they accompany a shofar. That's what the Gemara means in Rosh Hashanah. If you have a choice between going for shofar or Musaf, go for shofar. Shofar independently, in and of itself, is intrinsically a mitzvah deraisa. It doesn't need anything else. Whereas the malchus and the shofar will only be the rabban in the absence of the shofar. So someone explain to me what the nature of that relationship is. That's clearly the answer. There's no question. All the achronim say the answer. What's the relationship of this?
Oh.
So I heard this, I have a kabbalah from this. I heard this from one of my rabbeim. His name was very chosh with tamachal. His name was Rav Mordechai Marcus Zechet Tzadik Livracha. He was actually my rebbe in high school. He was nifter about 2 years ago. So he said over the following Bira Dovah. First time I heard this from him, was that 40 years plus? He said the Bira Dovah in Rishita's Rashi and Tkir Shofar is mamish ke'ein, what the Bach says, Enuchas, Tzitzis, Tzilin, and Sukkah, ke'ein, what the Tzitzis and the Ran seem to say, that there are certain mitzvahs that it is not enough just to do the Ma'isa mitzvah, and it is not enough simply to have Kavan L'Shem mitzvah. But you have to have kavanas tam ha-mitzvah. What is the tam ha-mitzvahs of Tkiyah Shofar? So the Rambam writes in the Chushchuva that the emesa tam, we don't know everything, if it's a gzeres, if it's a chayt, but remes yesh, by the Rambam writes, and it's a little bit of a remes. What's the remes of Tkiyah Shofar? The Rambam writes, it's remes to be chayt of a tshuva. It's an alarm clock. You wake up in the morning, hopefully you hear your alarm in the morning. You guys went to Besada 2:30 in the morning, hopefully they heard their alarm clocks right. If you didn't go. So Rambam says, it's a wake-up call. How is it a wake-up call exactly? How is Tkiyah Shofar a wake-up call to do what? So the answer is that Tkiyah Shofar is a declaration of Malchus Shemayim. You blow shofar like you anoint the king, you coronate the king. It's a Tkiyah Shofar. Tkiyah Shofar is a chreinus. We remind us of the Tiyan Hadin. Shofar is the shofar of Matan Torah, the shofar of Mashiach. All the reasons, all the themes, all the psukim, all the brachas, all the psukim that are expressed in the three brachas of Matan Torah, the shofar basically make up what the tam hadavar are. There are multiple tam hadavar for the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. And therefore, when we blow the shofar, it is not enough to simply blow the shofar. It has to be accompanied by the kavadas tam hadavar as well. And what is the mokar for this? Who said it? Who said, what's the magic word? Zichra. The Torah says Zichron. In one place the Torah says Yom Teruah Yalech, in another place the Torah says Zichron. What does it mean, Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah? Yom Teruah is the blowing, Zichron Teruah is the remembering, the concentrating, the paying attention, being cognizant of why I'm blowing. And that's a din min haTorah if and when you're blowing a shofar. If you're not blowing the shofar, you have one town without a shofar, so then it's on the midrabban. But Rashi Shita remains true against the Kash of the Ramban, that Kir Shofar and the Brachas combined together min haTorah. Because the brachas of Avni Musaf is the expression of the Tamadov. So Rabbi said to summarize that sugya mitzvah kavana, it's a long sugya, it's one of the biggest sugyas of the summer. Well, basically we saw this running question in the Amorim about mitzvah kavana. We spoke about different kinds of negative kavanas and misasikin kavanas. We saw machlokes Rishon Avitaskin. We saw the unique shittas of Rambam that splits between shofar and matzah. Then we saw three different biurim. Is shofar different? Is matzah different? Why is shofar different? Etc.
Then we moved on to the Shalom Pesach Halach. How do we pass in Halach? So we saw the very, very cryptic Shulchan Aruch. According to Magen Avraham in the Gra, what the Shulchan Aruch even meant. Then we moved on today to point out that not all mitzvahs are created equal. Some mitzvahs don't need kavanah b'chlal, like the Ben Amar Chaveres probably, and then the Shiva Fasen most probably. And then even with those mitzvahs that require kavanah, sometimes there's an added kavanah of kavanah. So we saw the Rashba in Maseches Brachos, and we saw the Reb Chaim in the Rambam a little bit. And then we added on a kinesh that there are some mitzvahs that require not just an added kavanah of the mitzvah, but an added kavanah of the tama mitzvah, and that was the tour with the Bachas Chiddush, and then we had the possible extension to Pesach Matzah Mor, according to Tosfos and the Rashi and the Rambam. And then we had Bert Marcus's final touch to the Tzugya, that maybe that's the Bira Dov and the Zikr Chu and the Brachas as well. Okay? So fairly simple, straightforward, complicated Tzugya, whatever you want to call it, okay? So I think we can make a Siyam on the mitzvah of the Tzugya, Mitzvah Kavanah. But Mitzvah Kavanah leads us directly, segues into the next Tzugya, of Baal Tosef, which is meant to show hopefully tomorrow. So we get the Mam Kamas to roll tomorrow and we'll get started, okay?
Thank you so much.
The Gemara says explicitly that Kufu Harsim is Yotzim. How can we say
that? You have to assume that the Gemara backs out.